I'd like to welcome you back to Old Daf Daven Practice Series. I remember as a child when I first started to learn a daven in school, we would say all the brichas hashachar together, and among the brichas hashachar, we would say the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim, the bracha that we say after washing Megel Vasser. And over the years, someone must have told me that I should start saying the bracha at home immediately after washing Megel Vasser, and I'd like to analyze, is there a correct behavior? In many siddurim, they have the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim together with the brichas hashachar. Does that mean that you're supposed to really say it in shul? You're supposed to wait till you get to shul in order to say the bracha, or perhaps it's more appropriate to say it at home immediately after washing Megel Vasser. Now, if someone learned today's daf, brachos daf samach, someone could become very confused. The Gemara gives a list of all the brachos hashachar, but the order doesn't seem to be correct. It starts with a lekai neshama, it goes to the other brachos hashachar, then tefillin, and then you wash your hands? We all know that you're supposed to wash your hands immediately after you wake up. But to get more clarity, you click the Shulchan Aruch. And Aruch Chaim and Siman Vov, Sif Beis, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Yesh Noagim, there are some that have the practice, Lahamtin, Levarich Al Natila Sadaim. They wait to say the Bracha, the Al Natila Sadaim, Ad Boam, the Beis HaKnesset, until they come to Shul. Umisadrim also, Imshar HaBrachas. The Shulchan Aruch records the practice that my Rebbe in second grade decided to adopt, that we say the Bracha of Al Natila Sadaim together with all the other Brachas HaShachar together in Shul. However, continues the Shulchan Aruch, B'nei Sfarad, L'nohagu kein. In the Sephardi countries, they didn't have this practice. And the Mishnah Brura comments on this, these words of the Shulchan Aruch, B'nei Sfarad, L'nohagu kein. That's Thomas Achornim, L'no, Kanchi Sfarad. That the consensus of the poskim is that even Ashkenazim should adopt the practice of the Sfaradim, and everyone should immediately after washing Megel Vasser in the morning make the Bracha of Al Natilas Yadayim at home and not wait till you get to shul. However, the Mishnah Berurah continues and refers you to the Biur Halacha in Siman Daled where he quotes the Chayei Adam that says that you should wait till you get to shul. You should wait to say the Bracha of Al Natilas Yadayim together with all the other Brachas HaShachar right before davening. But the Biur Halacha explains that the Chayei Adam was discussing a scenario where someone wakes up a long time before he goes to davening. Perhaps he's watching his children so his wife could sleep. Perhaps he's attending a daf yomi shir. Perhaps he has a chavrusa before davening. And it's very likely that he's going to have to go to the bathroom again before davening. And once he goes to the bathroom again before davening, he's going to have to wash his hands another time. And explains the Biur Halacha that there's really a machlokas rishonim about why you have to wash Megel Vasser in the morning. The Rosh on our Gemara explains that the Chazal instituted a requirement to wash your hands in order to make sure that your hands are clean before davening. As we learned in the beginning of the Masechta, you have to wash your hands before davening. And on such washing of the hands, they instituted the bracha of Al Natilas Yadayim. But the Rashba argues, and the Rashba explains that after you wake up in the morning, you get a new neshama, as we say, L'kai neshama shenasata bi. We get a new neshama and you should sanctify yourself by washing your hands. Nothing to do with davening. And based on this machlokas, the Biur Halacha explains the Chayei Adam. In a scenario in which someone wakes up, washes Megel Vasser, and goes straight to davening, he's certainly supposed to make the bracha at home. Because you wash Netilas Yadayim, you cleaned your hands for davening, you added the Kedusha that the Rashba required, therefore immediately you should make the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim. But in a scenario in which you're going to end up going to the bathroom again before you daven, and you're going to have to wash your hands again before davening, if you make the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim after the first Megel Vasser, immediately after you woke up, you wouldn't have been yotzei the bracha according to the Rosh. According to the Rosh, the reason why they instituted the bracha was on the Netilas Yadayim that immediately preceded davening. The Netilas Yadayim in the morning after you woke up wasn't the washing the hands preceding davening, you went to the bathroom and washed your hands again. Therefore, the Chayei Adam says you should wait. Wait till you get to shul and then say the bracha of Al Natilas Yadayim. If you're going to wait a long time, you're going to go to the bathroom again before davening, wait till you get to shul in order to say the bracha of Al Natilas Yadayim. But asks the Biur Halacha, that's great. Now it works according to the Rosh. But I missed the Rashba. According to the Rashba, the original Natilas Yadayim was the real Netilas Yadayim, was a real Megel Vasser, and that's when I should have made the bracha, and there was too big of a hefsek. You can't wait an hour and then make a bracha if the bracha is going on the nagavasr that I did immediately when I woke up? So the Bir Halacha refers you to a Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef, although we don't paskin really like this Beis Yosef, but he explains that perhaps the Rashba would hold that as long as I said the bracha of Amatil Sadaim part of davening, that's good enough. And really you would have two options. Either immediately after Negavas in the morning to say the bracha, or say it part of davening. And therefore, ends off the Bir Halacha, in such a scenario, again, that you're taking a long break, and you're probably going to have to wash your hands again before davening, then you should wait till after the second time you wash your hands, immediately preceding davening, in order to say the bracha, together with the other Berachas HaShachar. And that way, you'll certainly be Yotzei according to the Rush. Because you're certainly saying the Alam Tilas Adayim after the Tilas Adayim for davening. And even according to the Rashbi, it would also be Yotze, because as long as you're saying part of the davening, the Beis Yosef holds that the Rashba would agree that the bracha is in its correct place.